Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 20th day of January, year 2019. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is repentance, lock and load, and then an open mic session. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumru Am Beth. Callers are welcome. We do ask that you keep comments or questions as short as possible to allow others to participate. And please note that we are in the question and answer mode, which means one at a time. Our website is pastordan.net, and there you will find the schedule for the programs. If I neglect to send out a notice, please remember just go to pastordan.net and look up the call schedule and see the next scheduled time for the call. If I have a title, it'll be there. If it says TBD, which means to be determined, I have not yet picked one. Sometimes I don't get around to sending out a notice, and some people seem to think that that means there's not a call, but it's just a matter either the email is giving me trouble or I just don't have time. So I do encourage, if there's any doubt, go to PastorDan.net and take a look at the schedule. Excuse me. Few verses here before we get into the topics for today. We'll go to Psalm 64, verse 2. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the violence of the workers of iniquity. Now, I was doing a little research on Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson had his own version of the Bible. He put it, he literally took some English translations and took a razor blade and cut the different sections out and put them in the order he thought they belonged so that they made more sense to him personally, because he thought that the teachings of Yahshua within the scriptures were the best doctrines that he had come across. And you have to remember, Thomas Jefferson was a very educated man, very intelligent man. And so for him to say such a thing certainly lends credence to the fact of the wisdom of our Heavenly Father, as far as we, His mortal sons and daughters. In his letters, he quite clearly states that he was a follower of Christ. Okay, so some people say he was an agnostic or even just a deist. Nothing could be further from the truth. And of course, the workers of iniquity in this world often try to denigrate our history, especially when it comes to the white man's history. They want us to believe that, you know, our people are really ignoramuses and that the civilization that we all enjoy was not the work of our people, when in fact it was. Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you will prevail. And you will condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of Yahweh's servants, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh. Now, interesting that, you know, I get into a discussion with a lot of people, especially when it comes to Scripture, especially the King James only people, and I like to point out to them, how many Bibles did Christ carry in his knapsack when he went around preaching, and his little bag over his shoulder? The answer is none. How many scrolls did he carry? The answer is none. So Yahshua himself when he walked this earth, preached by the spoken word. And I don't believe it's ever recorded that he mentioned any particular prophet in his speaking. He would simply say, it is written. So this whole idea that our Bibles that we carry around today are infallible, as they are written in especially the modern languages, particularly English, is ludicrous. And so for somebody to stand up and say that the only way you can hear the real word of God is through the King James Version, again, is ludicrous. So from time to time, you have to put your thinking caps on and you have to transport yourself mentally back to the days of Christ 2,000 years ago and picture yourself in that situation. There's no electronics, no cell phones, no laptops, no tablets, no mass communication whatsoever, no PDF files to look at of books written, okay? Very few books. In fact, the word Bible is from the Greek word biblos, which means book. Because 2,000 years ago, and well, actually 1,800 years ago or so, when the first primitive Bibles, if you want to call them that, were put together to where only rich people could afford them, they referred to it as biblos, or book, the book. And when people understood what they were talking about, when people said something about the book, it's the only book that was in existence, as far as anybody was concerned, that most people had. There were a few rare copies of other works that rich people and potentates had, but the average person didn't have access to that kind of thing. So when the Bibles first started getting hand copied to where lower level magistrates and local dignitaries at least could afford them, they just referred to it as the book, biblos, and it became an English Bible. But think again about what the situation was those many years ago when most of the biblical verses are talking about current events at that time and future events. They spoke in terms that were common to them at that time. So this whole notion that the Catholic Church all of a sudden became pious and holy and righteous and presented us with a, quote, Bible of inspired literature, well, you have to ask yourself, how did they know? That was a group of Catholics that got together. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I've never seen too much trustworthy come out of the Catholic Church at any time. Specifically today, but at any time. So the books that you're carrying around are the ones approved by the very church that the Protestants left after Martin Luther put his theses on the church door complaining about the Catholic Church, which was a political organization, by the way, very militant and very violent to anybody that would oppose their political hegemony against the people. So this is the background for what we carry around today called a Bible. Even to this day, the Eastern Orthodox have books in their Bibles that you don't have in yours. I have an 1855 Bible here that belonged to my grandmother. It's got the books of the Apocrypha, and yet it's a Protestant Bible. Very large, thick leather binding on it and everything. Okay, so the point is, this has been in a state of flux for a very long time. So for anybody to stomp up and down and condemn each other over the scriptures that they're using, claiming that that book in English that they're carrying around is the, quote, Word of God, I challenge you on that. Even the founding fathers back in the 1500s and 1600s in colonial America, they were required to be able to read, write, speak, and debate in Greek. any of them that wanted to attend university or what we call today seminaries to become preachers, they had to be versed in the Greek language. Why is that? Why do you suppose it was Greek? And notice it was not Hebrew, because there were no Hebrew texts available. None. Only the Greek, as in the Septuagint. Now, we've talked about many times that, and one of the reasons I pointed out for today's topics, the idea of repentance. Repentance, of course, means to rethink, repent, pent, okay? It means to think. So, rethink things. Why do we need to repent? Because we've been driven off course by the modern-day preaching and the modern-day religions of this world. We've been taken off course. Father's teachings are important. They were written down by the prophets. Even Yeshua himself referred to them by simply saying, "Is it not written?" That was his way to remind the people that he was speaking to that the prophets had already told him these things. Basic truths, truths of our Heavenly Father, and natural common sense as well. Empirical evidence will prove that these are the things of Yahweh, that he created this world. It's a natural world. So the natural laws are his laws. You can't violate them without having to pay a price. No matter how much propaganda tells you otherwise, for instance, these transgenders out here and homosexuals, you'll pay a price for your sin. Sin is violation of God's law, the natural law, laws of nature, whatever you want to call it. They're his laws, common sense. Men with men, women with women, sorry? How does that work? Okay? Again, logically, if you took it out to its furthest conclusion where everybody adopted your demented way of thinking and everybody picked same-sex partners, where's the children coming from? You'd be dead within a generation. You'd be gone, extinct. Let's see. Yahweh's law produces life, liberty, and property, and it procreates so that there is an extension of those people. Perversion does not do those things. It produces the end of existence, misery, and death. Now, for the naysayers out there that say, well, I know a gay couple and they're plenty happy. Well, they're happy in the modern world that can make up for their degeneracy. In the natural world, if you didn't have the man-made institutions protecting their asses, they'd be dead. Okay? Same thing with the race mixers out there. They say, well, I know a couple down the street and, you know, he's black and she's white. I think they're cute little kids. Yeah, just like little rattlesnakes. They're cute when they're little. Then they grow up to be monsters. Again, in the natural world, without man-made interference, that would end. First of all, most mixed marriages, the babies would die either in the womb or shortly after birth because they're not natural. I talked about the story of the ranchers that I spoke to and told them that their mixing of breeds of cattle was wrong. Well, Dan, we're just trying to make a better breed. I said, really? So you're smarter than Yahweh himself. That's what you're saying. You're smarter than the Creator. And then they admitted that, well, you know, it is kind of odd that in the cattle that we mix together, that we have to go out into the pasture fields and stay with those heifers until the calf is born, because if we don't, the calves are stillborn. She can't have them. Now, isn't that an amazing revelation? Here's a rancher that's starting to argue with me that it's not right to mix the breed of cattle, but he then, in his own words, says, well, yeah, you know, we have to go out there and watch the cows give birth and help them, because if we didn't help them, they would die at birth. Natural cattle don't do that. We had cattle on our farm, and they stayed within their kind, and we didn't have to help them out. Now, we did have one cow that somehow got bred by a different breed of cattle. And, you know, the calf ended up being born dead. I can still picture that cow. She got away from the people in the barn, maybe because she knew something was wrong. But she kicked her way through the men in the barn and got out into the pasture field. I can still picture it to this day. She was a red-faced Angus, and she was running through the pasture fields in the middle of her giving birth. So obviously the calf died. Why do we always pursue that which is not natural? Again, why do we need to repent, rethink? Because the world is taking us that way. The world is teaching you that you can be anything you want, teach anything you want, live any way you want, just have a gay old time. Don't worry about it. Man will take care of it. Because when you get the HIV virus, we'll give you a drug. When your children, when your wife that's not of your kind is getting ready to be birthing, we will be there with our instruments and drugs to keep the mongrel or monster alive. That's what it was spoken of in ancient times. Monsters. Creating that which was not supposed to be. Again, the sin of the Garden of Eden. Ye can be gods unto yourselves. Isn't that what the great adversary said to Eve when he caught her off by herself, away from Adam? Because Adam would have stepped in and said, "Begone." No, we're not allowed to make our own rules. But he got to Eve and convinced her it was okay, so she laid down with him for the very first act of interracial mongrelization. The great abomination that separated us from our Heavenly Father from the beginning. Mankind has been busy doing that for thousands of years ever since that. Adam, when I say mankind, Adam mankind, the rest of the races have been here for many thousands of years longer than Adam kind. Adam was put here to tend the garden. Why? To restore order out of this chaos that's down here. And how do you restore order? You implement Yahweh's law. That's how you restore order. Why is this world so chaotic right now? Why are we being played by the media? And I mean both sides of the media, by the way. We're being played by Washington. We're being played by the actors on this world stage. All of us are being played. I don't care if you're talking about Q, Trump, white hats. It's all a staged event. Even Q itself said, "Enjoy the show." Well, what does that imply? Hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Acting as if you're one way when you're not. That's what an actor does, doesn't he? He takes on the persona of something that's other than him. That's what hypocrisy, or the Greek word Hippocrates, was their word for an actor on a stage. We took it and we anglicized it, and we now make it to mean anybody who is pretending to be something they're not, a hypocrite, or who acts against what he preaches. But the Greeks, it was an actor, and it could be used to describe a person pretending to be something they're not. Just like in Luke when it said, "Beware the leaven of the Pharisees," which is their hypocrisy. They're acting. Who are the greatest actors but those in the swamp in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C., District of Criminals? What greater bunch of actors? All of them. I don't give a damn who you're talking about. They're all actors. They're all in front of the camera putting on a front for us. And I've been searching the scriptures, and I cannot find where our Heavenly Father condones acting, pretending to be something you are not. Everything I read about the Christ and the disciples and the believers were, they stood firm in the faith. They stood firm for truth and justice, even if it meant to their death. I don't see that kind of faith anywhere in Washington, D.C. Now, if it's true there is some, please point it out to me. Because I'm desperately looking for it. I keep searching the news every day, hoping to see some glimmer of a righteous restoration of this nation. And I haven't seen it yet. I keep seeing political solutions. I keep hearing the inference that Republicans are better than Democrats. Really? That's funny. Washington's been controlled by Republicans and Democrats for many decades. And yet, we still have abortion on demand since 1974. Those two parties didn't do a damn thing to fix it. Even some of the presidents who said that they were against it didn't do a damn thing, including the current administration. They even funded Planned Parenthood again. Your tax dollars funding the murder of babies. Stop calling it fetus. I'm getting sick and tired of even the truthers that continue to use the Talmudic expression for a baby. It's right out of the Talmud, okay? That shows the Judaic takeover of Christian America. The sons of Satan are in power. So stop using Satan's term for a baby. It's a baby, not a fetus. It's murder, not an abortion. Actually, abortion is a natural occurrence. 1 out of 10 births will naturally abort, either because of a problem with the mother, DNA, illness, whatever. That's actually a common, well, I wouldn't say common. It does happen, up to 10%. Between 5 and 10% of the time, a natural abortion will happen. So calling it an abortion is actually a misnomer. It's a infanticide procedure. Infanticide, meaning the murder of a child. That's exactly what these mills are doing with these doctors and these nurses, where they cut the baby out of the mother's womb. It's infanticide. Isn't it funny how the devil, the great adversary, gets us always mixing up terms? Always. Abortion is a natural thing, and it tries to claim that the surgeon going in with tools and dissecting a living child within its mother is the same thing as what happens naturally, when it's actually infanticide. Calling homosexuals gay. No, homosexuals are anything but gay. Okay, they're living an unnatural life. It's not possible to be gay and be a homosexual. There are mental problems, prone to violence problems, very troubled relationship problems. Why? Because it's unnatural. It's unnatural. No matter how much propaganda you pour over it, how much syrup you pour over it with these cucks that we call preachers today, it's still an abomination. It's an aberration of nature. Just like that poor 11-year-old boy being paraded around as a drag queen, and the world is applauding it. You know, we have a discussion today, is Scripture for real? Can we trust any of the Scripture? Well, that's true. The lying pen of the scribes have adulterated some of the text. That's a fact. As in the case of circumcision. That's a fact. Okay? If anybody thinks for one second that our Heavenly Father condones the mutilation of a baby boy, you need to see a shrink. Okay? I'm sorry, but you do. If you can condone that and find acceptance with that, then you haven't got the spirit of our Heavenly Father in you. That's my contention, and I'm entitled to it. There's going to be people out there who are going to be upset with that. Well, so be it. I don't care. And am I condemning the folks that have had it done to them? No. No more than the poor souls out there that go get the tattoos and the piercings before they repent and come to know the Christ. No, I'm not condemning. It's happened to lots of people against their will. I mean, a 1 or 2 day old baby sure as hell didn't have much say in it, did they? But let's stop the practice. It's barbarism. Pure and simple. It's barbaric. We make fun of what people did in ancient cultures to themselves and their children, and then we turn around and do it to ours. Talk about hypocrites. Take a look in the mirror, people. How can you worship the living God who created the beauty in this world around us when it's not tainted by man's interventions? This beautiful world and that beautiful child before you took it in and mutilated it. Traumatized it. And then dare to say that that makes you special in God's eyes. Really. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We are definitely living in a wacky period of history. Unbelievably just bizarre. Because the evil has risen very high. So we know we're near the end of the age and the parable of the wheat and the tares. The tares are standing up taller and taller. Where the hell's the wheat? That's what I want to know. Here in America, we keep looking to this administration coming out of the swamp to fix the swamp. Let's see, the swamp is going to fix the swamp. How does that work? Is that like bringing in a bunch of wolves and turning them loose amongst the sheep and say, okay, wolves, I want you to make sure those wolves up there in the woods don't get the sheep. What about the wolves that you just put in amongst the sheep? I don't see anybody in Washington, D.C. doing a damn thing to fix our problems. As I said, these creatures that walk around in that swamp just funded Planned Parenthood, the greatest provider and pusher of abortions. Infanticide. That's hypocrisy, folks. Telling us we need a wall across the border to prevent illegal drugs, trafficking, and illegal immigrants coming into the country, which is another term for invaders. Well, wait a minute. This nation had open borders for the first 150 years when we were becoming the greatest nation on earth. We didn't have these problems until the 1950s and 60s when Jewish power came up in this country and they dismantled our immigration policy and they started political correctness and affirmative action. They were convincing white people we needed to invite all of these foreigners in when we didn't have a policy to do that up till then. Foreigners could come here, but they came here on a visa to learn, possibly to work for a short period of time. But they were on a visa, and they were monitored, and they were watched. That worked pretty damn well. America, up until the 1950s and 60s, was predominantly white. White people were in charge, as it was meant to be, particularly the white men. Immigration wasn't that big of a problem because we didn't kiss the ass on the invaders. But now that the Jews are in charge, we take our tax dollars and we actually support the invaders better than we do the retirees and the veterans of our own lands. Talk about upside down. Who's fixing that? Why are we building a wall when you haven't fixed the problem of why these people are coming here? Which is the changing of our immigration laws and the coddling of the invaders. That doesn't take anything to fix President Trump. I was a Trump supporter up until recently. I'm not so much anymore. Because these things could have been fixed by him. He's been in there for 2 years now. Over 2 years. This stuff could have been fixed very cheaply, very quickly. I keep hearing, well, it's because we don't want the public and riots and all. Okay, so what are we going to wait? 4 years? 6 years? 8 years? 20 years? 25 years? Or maybe just before the lights go out on the last white child born in this world? Is that what we're waiting for? From this guy that worships It's a Lie and the Talmudic Jew? If that was all a charade for the first 2 years to get the enemy to relax while you're making plans, well, that might be true, but at some point you're going to have to show your true colors, Mr. President, and those around you. Do you support the Talmudic, Satanic, Zionist, Khazar, Butcher, Communists, or don't you? And I don't give a damn about riots. I'm ready to riot right now myself. So you're going to have a riot, sir. It's either going to be the invaders who are upset, or it's going to be we, the white people, that still remain upset and can think for ourselves rather than being told what to think by you and your propagandists. You're going to have a riot one way or the other. So which side of the fence do you want to be on? Remember, Yahshua said, no fence sitting at the end of the age. Just as it was in the days of Noah, you were either in the ark or you were drowning in the water. Can you see that picture? Can you paint that picture in your brains, folks? You're either in the ark, safe and sound, floating above the judgments, or you're in the water, gasping for air, soon to be dead. Supporting Antichrist legislation and procedures and programs leads to the destruction of any nation. So how can you say with one breath that you love America and you want to restore it, but at the same time you brag about the fact that the invaders, the non-whites that you've given jobs to, is now higher than it's ever been, but you didn't say the rest of the story, at the expense of white children being employed, at the expense of qualified white men having good jobs to support their families and have children. That's at their expense that the Latino and blacks are now engaged in more important employment. And by the way, I've been to the local stores here, excuse me, and you're right. It seems like I can't go into any store that's just not flooded with blacks in charge. Black tellers, black managers, black supervisors, you name it. And I'm going to tell you, they're some of the worst stores that I've ever been into. People standing around with thumbs up their rear ends, talking on their phones, talking to each other in groups of four or five, not working, not coming to your assistance. Now, are there occasional exceptions to that? Yeah, of course there are. In fact, just yesterday, the lady that did the checkout when I went to the store was a black lady. And I complimented her for doing a great job, because she did do a great job. Very pleasant, very knowledgeable, very fast, very helpful. And I'm very good about giving credit where it's due. Was she a good employee? Yeah, and I told her that. I said, thank you. This has been a pleasant experience for a change. You know what you're doing, you're articulate, you're helpful, and so I said thank you. People say a lot of times, Dan, you're a racist, and I've had, I posted something on a channel here recently, and they came back with, you're a racist, because I pointed out the Israeli connection with many of the acts of terror in this country. So I responded that the ad hominem attack upon me was a sign that this person was a troll, probably an IDF individual in Itzalai, who is paid to troll the channels and tried to put down people like myself, pointing out the obvious. Okay, the Mossad and Israeli connections to the murder of John F. Kennedy, and many, you know, the USS Liberty, the USS Cole, Sandy Hook, 9/11, you name it. They're all over it. This is the way they operate. It's their MO, murdering innocent people to accomplish their political ends. That's in their playbook. It's not in our playbook, but it's in their playbook. Another thing that's getting very annoying is people that identify Jews as white people. No, they're not. They're not of us. And the black race, the brown race, the yellow race, often you'll hear some of the less intelligent ones saying that, you know, white people's enslaved us. No, we didn't. First of all, black people enslaved you. You were a slave in Africa before any ships from England ever showed up. Okay? So you were going to be a slave to either a black warlord or put on a slave ship, which were owned by Jews, by the way, from England. It was the Jews who took advantage of the human trafficking, just like the Jews take care advantage of human and harvesting of organs today, human trafficking and harvesting organs. They're the number one portrayers of it. So nothing new under the sun, is there? And yet they say it's white people. No, white people were just the dummies that bought the slaves, some of them. The two biggest slave owners in Virginia at the outbreak of the war of aggression, called the Civil War, the two largest slave owners of black slaves in Virginia in 1861 were two black men. How come they don't talk about that in the history books, I wonder? How come? And the blacks that were freed and went back to Liberia, not Libya, but Liberia, that's where it got its name from, the Latin word for freedom, liberty, the same word we get liberty from. Liberia was bought and paid for the blacks to leave North America and go back over there. And some emissaries went there 10 years later, and guess what the blacks in Liberia were doing? Enslaving other blacks to work their plantations. Nothing new under the sun, is there? But they want you and me, as Caucasian Israelites, to feel guilty for what white Jews appearing to be white, wolves in sheep's clothing, what they did historically to other races. And it's not just the whites that they enslave and take advantage of. They take advantage of any other race, because in their Talmudic thinking, we're all slaves to them. They're better than any other race, and they're the masters of this world. Well, because of their control of the power of the purse, they have gained control in most of the nations of this world, because people are greedy. In order to get blood money shekels, they'll do virtually anything, include turn on their own family members, turn on their country, ignore their oath of office, etc., etc., etc. And so I'm at that point with the Trump administration where my loyalty is vaporizing very, very quickly. I'm seeing way too many swamp creatures, way too many Jews. And now we've got this clown called Barr running for attorney general, nominated, anti-gun. Okay, now it seems to me Trump said the Second Amendment's safe, didn't he? Yeah, but then Trump said a lot of things. And then he brings in an attorney general who is a swamp creature and anti-gun and pro-Patriot Act. How much deeper into the swamp can you get? And I keep hearing the 5D chess thing and all. No, done with that. Judge them by their fruits. I'm watching the fruit, and the fruit's not very sweet. It's looking pretty ugly right now. So to the patriots out there, that's another reason for the program today being not only repentance and the fact that we need to repent to our Heavenly Father, come back into His good graces and to worship Him above all things, but we also need to be locked and loaded. That's a military term from back in the days of musket rifles. You had to load not only the musket ball and powder in the barrel, but you had to prime the pan up by the trigger. So to have the hammer back would be locked back and the pan loaded with black powder, because if you didn't put a little black powder on the pan, your musket wasn't going to fire. So locked and loaded. The primer pan charged, the hammer locked, and the barrel loaded with a charge of black powder, a wad of cloth or paper, and a musket ball on top. That was quite an operation to get a single shot out. But believe it or not, a proficient soldier in the day could load a musket rifle several times within 1 minute. Some of the better guys could actually get a shot off as much as 3 to 4 shots within a minute. That's pretty damn fast, folks, because I've got a black powder rifle. It's not a musket, it's percussion, but I'm going to tell you, to get four shots off within a minute would be difficult. And I didn't have to charge the pan. I just had to put a percussion cap in the little anvil and then pull the hammer back. So I have a little experience on a black powder rifle and what it takes. And so my hat's off to our founding fathers, especially the militiamen that were able to get that many shots off with a musket rifle and a black powder rifle. That's quite a feat. So again, we're at that time where we're being played. You know, even Q says, enjoy the show. That kind of gave me chills when I first read that. Enjoy the show. The show implies that what I'm seeing is not reality. Okay, that's not a sign of our Heavenly Father at work. He doesn't do that. He makes everything very plain and out in the open. He's not the author of confusion. He's the author of truth and justice, as we are to be. And so we should take a stand and we should expect others. If you're going to do good deeds, then stand up and do them. Don't play games. Don't put on a show and then claim it's because we're concerned about civil unrest. Really? What the hell do you call America today if it's not civil unrest? Maybe you haven't seen the statistics of black-on-white crime lately. Maybe you haven't seen the statistics on black-on-white rape lately. And no, Hispanics that are brown of mixed race are not white, no matter what government officials say. Remember, this is the same government that's telling you vaccines are safe and you can go ahead and use them. This is the same government that puts a stamp of approval on most of the pharmaceuticals that are out there that are poisons to you. The same government that puts fluoride in your water that is a poison to you. Okay? Face the facts. Look at the fruits, folks. Do we need big central government? No, that's what they're afraid of us learning. No, we don't need them. We'd be much better off disbanding the government completely. Go back to sovereign states even if we have to. Screw Washington, D.C. altogether. Get rid of every bit of it. They haven't done a damn thing for us. Not a damn thing. In fact, Washington, D.C. has proved the Founding Fathers correct because the Founding Fathers said large standing armies are a bane to any civilization. Did you understand what he just said? Large standing armies are a bane, B-A-N-E, bane, look it up, to any civilization. What has the military-industrial complex done to the American people? Sucked us dry through taxation and endless wars and misery on this earth. That's what they've done. Don't give me this shit about honorable military men and women. I know lots of veterans that are good people. Don't get me wrong. A lot of innocent men and women in the military don't know that they're part of a diabolical scheme. And again, all to make goddamn money. I'm so sick and tired of it. No scruples, no morals, just make money. And so we put our young men and women in the field and in danger for political purposes and economic reasons, not because there's a threat to our country. That's total crap. That's bullshit. That's why the Founding Fathers says don't ever let that happen. Because large standing armies will do what? They want to exist. They want to preserve themselves. Just like the Congress critters in Washington, D.C. We were never supposed to fund them with our own money. They were supposed to make whatever money that they needed to operate through tariffs. Excise taxes and tariffs only. No other form of taxation was authorized. Why? Because ultimately we the people could control them because we would stop buying goods. If we disliked what Washington was doing, all we had to do is stop buying the goods. Therefore, there's no tariffs and no excises getting paid. See how that works? Yahweh's way always has a check and balance. It's built in. You don't have a check on these people now. They steal your money out of your paycheck before you're even paid. And because of that, they have no concern over you and your ideology, your faith, your ancestry, your country, none whatsoever. They got the one thing from you they want, your money. They don't give a damn about your opinion. That ought to be very, very clear at this time in what used to be a white Christian constitutional republic that was strong and moral. Not anymore. Not anymore. So again, the reason for the call for repentance to the white race. We are the Adamic people. Any solution to this corrupt world is going to come from our people, not people posing as us. Okay? Not Jews posing to be Americans. They're not Americans. They're Israelis. Why else would they push for legislation to support Israel so much? Their loyalty is to the Jew and the Israelis, the Jewish race and the Israeli nation. That's where their loyalties are. Do they give a damn about this country? No, of course not. They've even bragged about the fact that once they've sucked this one dry, they'll move on. And do you think there's a coincidence here, maybe, that the richest Jews are selling off their assets here in the country and moving over to China? Does China look like it could be the next victim? Well, the Chinese are easily led by the Jews, so they like that feature. All they got to do is buy off the top layer, maybe 0.1%. And they're probably not even that high. Probably 0.01% of the Chinese. Make sure they put some shekels in their pockets, and they can pretty much do whatever the hell they want. It's a large body of slaves to do their bidding to make cheap products, which has been going on for quite some time. Who do you think makes all that obscene profit from the cheaply made Chinese goods that come into your stores, costing pretty close to what they used to cost when shoes and all were made in America? You can't hardly find a single brand of shoe made in America anymore. Even the famous Mason shoes that I used to sell back in the 1980s, up until the 1990s, they had many of their shoes made in America, especially the better quality work shoes, cowboy boots, etc. Now they're all imported. Hell, our own military gets a lot of their boots and uniforms from China. You don't see a problem with that, folks? I mean, we're being played so bad. So this whole idea that there's a bunch of good guys going to fix things, I'm pretty much over that. I don't see it. I said back in December that we would give into the year 2019 a period of time waiting to see some fruit from all this rhetoric and reports that these different Operation Disclosure, et cetera, and Fulford, who's a Jew, are telling us that these great white hats and these ancient Asian families are going to do good. Well, time's up. Today is the last day on the government shutdown before there is an entitlement to lay off government employees. It's called a RIF, R-I-F, RIF, or reduction in force. So tomorrow they can start reducing in force many of these useless government employees. We'll see if that happens. But this should be the line in the sand right now. If tomorrow there's no fruit, be done with it. At least that's my opinion. Be done with it. I'm not going to be supporting MAGA and Trump. I'm not supporting the idea of good guys in the Pentagon. I'm not supporting that there's good police. I'm not supporting any of those notions after tomorrow. We're on our own. I've kind of felt that we're on our own all along anyway, because Yahweh never said that the swamp, the established governments, were going to be our saviors. Trump is trying to portray himself as a pseudo-Christ, a false Christ, meaning anointed, to save America. And yet he still does the idiotic things of putting Jews in charge and anti-American people like Barr as Attorney General. How's that going to fix things? So we're on our own. This is all a play. You're being played, as Jay from Downtown White Police has often said. You're being played to sit on your ass and not get involved and not realize that you're being set up. This buys them time to get their little game in order. And they're about ready to pull the plug. All right? It's almost time for the show to be over, and you're going to see who's behind the curtain for real. And it may not be what you expect. It might be quite ugly. Each of us as individuals, in the name of Yahweh, will be held accountable for what we decide over the next few weeks. My personal prayer to my Father is that I will remain steadfast in my faith and what I say, that I will stand and fight, even against overwhelming odds. I will fight against a new world order, whether it comes in UN uniforms or American uniforms. I don't care. New world order is Antichrist. And I will fight against whatever odds, even unto my death. The only thing I would wish is what the soldier told me a long time ago, is that when my body hits the ground, it's in a pile of spent brass. Meaning I've fired so much ammunition at the enemy to kill as many of them as I can, to where the ground is covered with spent cartridges. That's my wish, that my poor dead body falls on all that empty brass. That's a good soldier's wish. In the ancient times, it was the Vikings and the Spartans and gladiators and the Romans and the Greeks and of our people that the soldier wished an honorable death. Death is going to come one way or the other. There is no escaping that, at least not at this time. Soon there will be. Yahshua told us there would be some who would not taste death. I believe we're living in a time when that will be true. Some will not taste death. They will transform from the current body into the eternal body, never tasting death. But some of us will taste death in defense of righteousness, justice, peace. The governments of this world are antichrist, every single one of them. The very notion that a body of men can rule over others and get them to do things against their conscience is an antithesis of what Yahweh teaches. That's where the libertarians are quite right. Government should be at the local level and certainly not at the central level. Governments are a bane to civilized men and women. They are a bane. Look at how many things today you're told not to do. It's not so much a slavery where they come in and tell you what to do. It's a form of slavery where you're told what not to do. And there's such a long list of what you're not allowed to do that very easily you fall into the category of a, quote, criminal. Remember, criminals have no rights. So to these antichrists in government, you have no rights because you're a criminal. They've written so many laws, you're virtually a violator of some law. No matter how stupid it is, no matter how nonsensical it is, doesn't matter. That's the world we're in right now. Does that sound like a world created by our Heavenly Father? Not even close. Not even close. So, as of tomorrow, I've given up on this whole notion that there's men on white horses going to save the day. Because 2 years later, and we're still talking about this stuff, 2 years later and you're funding abortions, two years later you're putting a non-conservative, anti-gun, anti-patriot man as your nominee for Attorney General? You're going to concede the DACA and illegal immigrants can stay so you can get your wall? What's the wall for, Mr. Trump? Is it a wall to keep us in? So we can't get away from tyranny? Who's actually going to be in front of these tribunals, Mr. Trump? White hats? Pentagon officials? Where are the generals and admirals that were let go by the previous administrations? I believe they call themselves Operation, America First. Where are the America First generals and admirals? You know what I'm talking about. Okay? You know damn well what I'm talking about. Are you going to get together with any of the militia and the patriots and the veterans out here? Give me just a second here. Like I said, I think we're running out of time. You don't keep promising things and then nothing happens. That is a sign of deception. And now I have to agree with the downtown white police in the fact that maybe we're being played. We have to come to that conclusion. All I said to my fellow patriots, fellow veterans, fellow believers in the Christ was, let's give them till a short time into January. Okay, because everything was looking like there could be something good happen, but what I'm seeing happening now is not good. And so here we are at the 20th. Tomorrow is the day that they can lay off these people. He could shut down government. But here again, if he shuts down government, they're actually not doing us a damn bit of good anyway. So shutting them down is actually doing us a favor. But at the same time, he's setting himself up to be a dictator, potentially. A dictator. Now he says, I'm doing this because I love America, but again, why all the swamp creatures? Donald, why? Your own daughter is married to a high-level Mossad agent. How the hell is that benefiting anybody? Okay? How? Tell me, Mr. Trump, you're a smart man in all of history. When have the Jews been a blessing to anybody? Would you please tell me that? And don't be telling me, well, they're the people of the Bible. No, the people of the Bible are a blessing. Those are the true Israelites, the loving, caring, sharing Caucasian white people. They're the only loving, caring, sharing people on this earth. Everywhere they went, they took civilization with them. A good case in point is Rhodesia in South Africa. Okay? There's your example. The whites went in there and built paradises, and then the Jews and the Jew media convinced white people in America and the Western world that somehow the Boers and the whites that settled those lands and turned wilderness into paradise didn't have a right to be there, as if some law written somewhere says that Africa belongs to the blacks. That's bullshit. North Africa has been inhabited by non-black people for thousands of years. Egypt had a sign at the southern border that was written that said any Nubian, meaning black person from Central Africa, found above their border would be killed on the spot. And yet you're going to tell me because it's Africa, it belongs to blacks? Again, I'm throwing the red bullshit flag on you. I've studied history. No, that's not true. Okay, you want to see what happens when white men are taken out of power? Look at Rhodesia and South Africa and look what America, Canada, and the rest of the white nations are becoming. As the Jew interloper has risen to power in all of these nations, Trudeau, Jew, Theresa May, Jew, Angela Merkel, Jew, Emmanuel Macron in France, Jew, Turkey, Jew. Need we go on? So you need to explain to me, Mr. Trump and your administration. The Jew has a history of decimating whatever land they're in. They've been kicked out of 109 countries through history because of their machinations. And yet, these people you surround yourself with, these people you swear undying loyalty to, these people you fund with taxpayer dollars to the tune of $30,000 per Jew in Israel. $30,000 of American taxpayer money to every individual in that litter box. And yet, as a veteran and a retired employee who's worked his whole life in this country, I'm expected to live on $23,000 a year. But you can give the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the United States, every man, woman, and child $30,000 in the litter box called It's a Lie. How's that work, President Trump? Would you please explain it to me? You're supposed to be a smart man. Some people say I'm fairly smart. I don't know that I am, but they say I am. I can't figure it out. So since you're so smart, please contact me. Tell me how this works, because I'm fairly simple. I read the scripture. I believe what it says. Judge them by their fruits. The fruits I'm seeing don't make sense to me, Mr. Trump. Maybe you should enlighten us poor folk out here as to what the hell you're really up to, because none of it makes any sense to me. As many of my fellow believers have said, you're like a roller coaster ride. One day you're doing things that make us cheer, the next day you're doing things that make us cry. I'm tired of the games. Sick and tired. Not sure what I'll do about it, but for one thing, I'll stop wasting my time looking for news items of anything good coming out of Washington, D.C. or the Trump administration. Not going to do it. Not going to waste another moment. I'm going to spend my time with Scripture and with those who believe in Yahweh the King, as we know that the day of the Ark is upon us, as we're in the days of Noah. And however he's going to do it, I don't know, but somehow we believers are going to rise above all this, and that's what I'll concentrate on, the survival of the true sons and daughters of Yahweh, because everybody else is being played, and you're being led to the slaughter by the very people you trust, including this current administration. Because if Jews have anything to do with what's going on, it's not going to go well for you. I'll guarantee it. All you have to do is be a student of history, and you can tell that. We've got John in Miami. Says here, Commander Dan, and to all here, keep and buy more guns and have plenty of ammunition, as much ammunition as you can get your hands on, and put your guns and ammunition in different places if you are able. Good advice. We've talked about that for many months. Preparation, KISS, keep it simple. Food supplies, beans, rice, oatmeal, they'll keep you alive. No, it's not gourmet eating. Of course not. But we're talking survival here. Besides, you're not going to have the opportunity to sit down at fine dining anyway. If the worst case scenario comes about, just being able to put something in your stomach is all you're caring about. Beans, rice, honey, oatmeal. Those things can be bought up cheaply and preserved and are easy to prepare. Some form of filtering for your water supply, some materials for making fires. Again, you take for granted electricity and natural gas and propane are going to be available. What if they're not? What if you're not? It's like one survivalist told me one time, ladies, what do you do with that lint when you clean the lint trap on your dryer? Do you throw it away? Do you know that if you were to save all that up, that stuff makes excellent fire starter material? How about that? You were just throwing it away. Collect it. Put it in a safe place, because it is flammable. Put it in a safe place. Keep it dry. And if you ever do need to make a fire, it's excellent fire starter material. How about matches? How about lighters? Some big lighters. Anything to create a fire. If you had to live in the wilderness, and I spent some time in the woods with my friends over the years, camping and doing different things. So when you're out walking through the woods and you're with nature, you realize that you're on your own. You come across a snake, nobody's going to be there to help you. You come across a wolf or a bear, nobody's going to be there to help you. You're on your own. You better know what the hell you're doing. We went swimming in the creeks, the same creeks full of snapping turtles, crayfish, water moccasins, rattlesnakes, the same creek that the wild animals, bobcats, bears, wolves, wild dogs, drank from the same water. And yet I don't know of a single child that was ever done in by any of those. Why? Because we use common sense. When you went down to the creek to swim, you made lots of noise, and you'd beat the bushes, and you'd throw rocks into the water, because those critters don't want to mess with you. See, the New World Order wants you to be afraid of everything. I grew up in that environment. It's funny, I grew up in a farm where every day was out in the woods, and not once did I have a tick. Not one time in my entire childhood did I come home with a tick. And yet they've got you believing that ticks are commonplace and Lyme disease and all. Oh, fear, save me, pharmaceutical people and witch doctors. Oh, please, save me. How is it that my brother, sister, and I spent an entire childhood in the woods of Pennsylvania and never got a tick? Could it be something that was in the food? Could it be something in the clothing? Because they make it sound like you're bound to get it. We used to climb through the trees, through the brush. How come? There were plenty of deer. Because they say the deer tick is the carrier of Lyme. We used to have 25 to 30 head of deer in the backyard, in the fenced area in our backyard every night. You could shine a spotlight out and pick out 25 to 30 pair of eyes looking at you. Because they reflect light. Amazing. Afraid of everything. Afraid that if we don't have big, powerful central government solve our problems, we can't solve them ourselves. Well, the truth of the matter is, yeah, we can. All we got to do is trust the King of Kings. The King of Kings is not in Washington, D.C. The King of Kings is not in Moscow. The King of Kings is not in China. World leaders and world governments are a bane to we the people of this earth. Pure and simple. So if we're looking to them to solve our problems, we're looking in the wrong direction. Caucasian guy says here, retired Colonel Roy Potter never trusted Q. A lot of people never trusted Q. Okay, the only reason I gave it some credibility as a source of information when it seemed like some of the postings, but then again, if it's part of the deep state, wouldn't they know what they're going to do for the show? Of course. So that made Q seem to have some credibility, at least as far as making some sense out of all this lunacy that's going on today. But do I trust it now? I don't trust anything now. I'm not talking about just Q. I'm talking about the whole MAGA, the whole Trump train. No. With those latest revelations of Barr as Attorney General, nah, not good for America. Putting Bolton in there, nah, not good for America. Nikki Haley, nah, never good for America. Okay? Ivanka hitched up with a Mossad agent. And he's your senior advisor? Donald, are you Mossad? Beginning to wonder. We're being played. So, that being said, I think it's a call to arms for every veteran, every patriot, every militiaman, every believer in Jesus the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos in the Greek. Everybody should be on high alert right now, because as we said many weeks ago, everything we see happening can go either way. It could be a great and wondrous day to restore this republic, or it could be all a great big facade getting ready to slam the gate closed on you sheep by the New World Order. We don't have enough evidence to know which way it's going just yet. But again, Yahshua told us what? Judge them by their fruits. What's the fruit of this administration? I see more and more Jews in charge. I see the rich Jew bankers are still rich Jew bankers. I see a fiat currency being used every day. I see us deeper in debt every day. I see a military that's got a gigantic budget. What are you going to do with all that money? You want to build a wall? Again, state your purpose. Is it to keep them out? The same them that are being paid for by the very people that you're associating with, Mr. Trump. George Soros types, Rothschild types, Rockefeller types. They are the ones funding it. The Catholic Church and the Council of Churches, which is all New World Order organizations. They're the ones funding these assholes that are coming here, these invaders. What have you done to stop the funding? Because if you stop the funding, the invaders go away. You don't need a wall. If you stop the welfare giveaways, you don't need a wall. If you stop coddling the criminals and punish them as criminals, you don't need a wall. Do you? Just asking a question. Okay? It seems simple to me. Again, my training as an engineer in mechanical maintenance and electrical maintenance says that when you've got a problem, you go to the source of the problem and fix the source. You don't try to band-aid the symptoms further down the road or down the circuit or down the pipe. You go to the source of the problem, fix the source. What's the source? These invaders are here because they're being told to come here, and they're being paid, and they're being comforted along the way, and they're being given transportation. But there's nothing being done about that. You know who George Soros is. Hell, these people you're surrounding yourself with, Mr. Trump, have murdered presidents. You can't say that they can't take out a guy like Soros? I know military men that told me they could take Soros out in a day. Trained snipers for the United States military. We could get Soros if you paid us enough money. Here we go again with the money. Okay, why is it only the innocent and the righteous are the ones bleeding the ground red? When are the people that are perpetrating these things going to be? So you want to build a wall and use that for this diversion of our attention when nothing's being done about the source of all this. Seems to me it'd be easier, wouldn't it, just to take away the incentive, stop the individuals that are funding it. Okay, if somebody's funding an army that's invading you, doesn't that make them an enemy combatant? Wouldn't that make the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses of this world, the Jewish money magnates, the Israelis that are funding this and orchestrating this stuff, aren't they our enemy combatants, and yet you want to put them in charge? You still put another Jew in charge of the Federal Reserve. You couldn't even break that trend. How about a good Anglo-Saxon Protestant man? Instead, you put another creature in there. Creatures all around you. It's unbelievable. John in Miami says, we may not know which way this queue is going, but we can certainly watch and listen to Trump as he takes us on a roller coaster ride. I'm beginning to wonder about this border wall. Keep buying guns and plenty of ammunition. I doubt the Federal Reserve Bank and IRS will ever be abolished. Yeah, we've got two new bills, but we've had bills before to either edit the Federal Reserve or abolish it and the IRS, but nothing ever seems to happen with it, right? Obviously, two things that are not beneficial for we Americans. Not in the least. I don't know anybody with a brain that says the Federal Reserve Bank, Federal Reserve banking system and IRS are good for America. They're not. Just read The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin if you want to find out what that's all about, how it came into being. Any group of people that have to meet in secrecy to devise a plan to bring it into something into fruition and put it on the American people and get it passed when Congress is on Christmas break so that only three or four men have to approve it. Anytime you do something like that, that's a pretty good indication it's not good for you. And that's how exactly we ended up with this Jewish-run Federal Reserve private corporation bank and their infernal Internal Revenue Service, or as my friends call it, the I Really Steal people, because that's what they are. They're thieves. Now, we read here in Isaiah 54 about no weapon formed against you, but I also want to read a double witness starting in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. He, meaning our Heavenly Father, allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Sing to Yahweh all the earth, display his salvation from day to day. Reprove kings. What's that representative? When the Bible says reprove kings, okay? He's talking about leaders, right? Prime ministers, presidents, potentates, monarchs. And then in Psalm 105, starting at verse 13, they went about from nation to nation. Some translations, like the Septuagint, say from nations to other peoples. And the word nation here is ethnos, meaning racial groups. From one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. So 1 Chronicles 16 and Psalm 105 both say virtually the same exact thing. And again in Malachi chapter 4, starting at verse 4, remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded to him in Oreb, for all of Jacob Israel, even statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Elijah, of course, his name literally means Eliyah in Hebrew. Yahweh is my God. These are precarious times, to say the least. And by the way, if anybody has a question or comment, the phone lines are open. Precarious times because we're being fed so much information, and a lot of it is disinformation. Very difficult. So now we have to simplify things. We have to go back to the basics that our Heavenly Father taught us. Judge by fruits, not words. Words are cheap. And really what we've been getting for the past 2 years is a lot of words, because the fruit, I don't see the fruit. Even though people say, well, there's been arrests made. Really? Where are they? Do we have lists of names? Have we got the prisons that they were sent to? Have any of them been executed? Because these child traffickers are guilty of rape. That's a capital offense. They're certainly guilty of that. They're guilty of kidnapping, also a capital offense. They've murdered people. That is a capital offense. So how many of these perpetrators have been executed? I haven't seen a single list. I just keep hearing that thousands of pedophiles are being punished. Okay, where? I want to see the list. We got 5D chess being played. Trump's just keeping his enemies closer. Q said that Israel was being saved for last. Could that be because Israel's behind all of this? So don't look for Israel to be pointed out. Don't look for the Jews to be held accountable for their misdeeds. So in that case, the people that have not trusted this so-called QAnon would be right. That's why I'm saying everything you're seeing could go either way. It's time for disclosure and transparency. If there's no transparency now, that pretty much tells me who we're dealing with. Time's up. Time's up. You're at the 30-day mark for the government shutdown, which means reduction in force layoffs can be done. If they're not done, that says volumes. Don't need a wall. Shut the people off before they even get in the caravans by shutting off the money. Follow the money. Always can figure out what's going on. As my grandfather told me many times, Danny, just follow the money. Anytime something weird is going on and you want to figure out who's doing it and why, follow the money. And as a private investigator told me many years ago, when you're investigating crime, the very first thing you ask is cui bono, who benefited from this event? All the false flags being pulled across the world, but particularly here in the United States and Canada, who benefited from every one of these false flags? Big government, big military-industrial complex, big media, big wool over the sheep's eyes, and most certainly the Jew. Benefited from every single one of them. The very people telling you and me that they're looking to solve these problems and put the perpetrators to justice. Really? Again, that's the wolves in charge of the chicken coop. It's time to take the wolves out of the way and we, the sheep, be put back in charge of our own destiny. It's not going to happen until then. I hope people are learning a very valuable lesson right now. Our founding fathers told us that you don't ever give the government money. You limit the amount of money they have, and you all, that therefore limits the nefarious things they can do. They couldn't do 90% of what they're up to today if we the people would refuse to send in the tax money and refuse to fund it and not allow them to live on a credit card. They don't have a right to live on a credit card. Nothing in the Constitution gives them a right to create a credit card that they can just spend. Okay? It's time to bring them back into under our control. John in Miami, welcome to the program, buddy. What's on your mind?
Good morning. May Yahweh bless you and all that are listening and are in the chat room as well. This is Battleship 41 Bismarck on the chat room. I put a comment up there that if Donald Trump has any, any dignity left on, well, I didn't use dignity, but if there's...
cojones?
Yeah, if he's got any balls left in him, he'll go after the Federal Reserve. I didn't even know that Donald Trump just put another Jew inside the Federal Reserve Bank to replace that that lady Jew that was there. I didn't think he was Jewish, but I was wrong then. Anyhow, if he's got any balls left in him, he'll abolish the IRS and that stinking bank and go after the other banks that have screwed us. With this real estate bubble in 2007-08 and 2009 and all these banking bailouts. I mean, if Q is for real, which, I mean, I have my doubts about him, but, I mean, who is really putting this Q post up there? I mean, on top of that, we haven't heard one thing of who's getting arrested in the deep state and who's doing this and who's doing that. I mean, if Donald Trump was supposed to go up there and drain the swamp, why don't we see Hillary Clinton and her husband in prison right now? Or the Rockefellers, or the Obamas. We're not seeing that. And on top of that, it seems to be pretty quiet the last couple of weeks with these people. Where the heck is Hillary Clinton? Is she hiding or something? What's going on? I mean, we don't know what's going on with her. Where are those prison barges? If those prison barges are in Gitmo, we need to see pictures. But you're right. Everything can go both ways. They could come after you, me, and everybody else. That's a conservative or a nationalist, a white nationalist, or a truth seeker, whatever you want to call them or call us.
Right.
I just, we can't trust anybody. I mean, we've had plenty of time to make arrests of these high-level people, and we haven't really seen anything, nothing.
Well, that's the point. Right.
That's all I have to say, but we're approaching the end of January. There hasn't been nothing said or done. I mean, no videotape, no YouTube, nothing on YouTube or whatever. Well, that's basically all I have to say. Oh, but, oh, by the way, these fires in California, I mean, is it true that like 45,000 or 50,000 people died in these fires just a couple of weeks ago? Who would do such a thing as to fire a laser in some of these towns and cities in California and then find out that a lot of those were white-owned homes and I think many of them were Trump people or Trump voting people, Republicans or whatever it was. But shoot, apparently it appears that a lot of white people are missing or dead and they lost their homes. We got some nasty government or some people in secret power that just want to take property and want to do harm to a lot of people, especially whites, including those that last Hurricane Michael over there in the Northwest Florida, Panama City, Mexico Beach. My gosh, even that town was destroyed.
Yep. Well,
we got sick people in this country and in this world that we don't even know about when we see are pulling other levers or doing a bunch of other things. Trump has got to know about these fires. He's got to know something that we don't know and isn't doing crap about it.
Well, I've said from day one that the canary in the coal mine for me is 9/11. Okay, everybody that knows anything knows that who perpetrated that, who orchestrated it, who covered it up. The government story is a complete and utter lie. Everybody knows that, okay? So if he's, after 2 years, we don't have the truth about 9/11, Sandy Hook, they're still saying the shooting up here in Broward County, Florida was for real, and at Fort Lauderdale, we all know that those were false flags. And none of that is being put out to the public that they're lies, which would expose a lot of the bad actors. So here, 2 years later, everybody is still being told 9/11 was done by Arabs and box cutters and planes in the building, even though no plane hit Building 7. It came down on its own footprint. Every person with a brain. We got thousands of architects and engineers that have signed on to the 9/11 truth movement, saying that it's physically impossible, absolutely impossible for those buildings to come down the way they did because of airplanes crashing into them. Okay, even if there were airplanes, and even that is being questioned, but even if there were, those buildings did not come down the way the government has told us. Okay, if they can't tell us the truth about something as significant as that, then how are we supposed to trust them with anything? Okay, we're at that point. They've had 2 years. We have a new beginning, a new year. The government's shut down. We have the perfect opportunity for the culprits and bad actors to be dealt with. Now's the time to do it, or as they say back in the farm country where I come from, either shit or get off the pot. Okay, back in the days when there was one outhouse for the entire family, it was either go to the bathroom or get off the pot so I can use it. Okay, that's where that expression comes from. Either do something or get off the pot so somebody else can do something. Either fix this problem or get the hell out of the way so the rest of us can fix it. Because when the American people realize there is no savior in Washington, there is no savior at the Pentagon, then we the people will become our own. And the way we do that is come back to the real savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, and get in line with him first and repent. And then as kindred, meaning racial kin, Under his leadership and the leaders of our people, we'll fix the problem, because it'll be done righteously. It'll be done according to Yahweh's law, not this hocus-pocus, three-ring circus that we see going on now with retards like Pelosi making some of the dumbest statements ever uttered by a what appears to be a human being. I sometimes doubt that. Idiots like that congressman from Georgia that thinks tanks and men put on Guam will make the island tip over. How do people with IQs down around basement floor level get to be part of a not just local government, how do they get to be part of federal? You shouldn't even be allowed to be a dog catcher with an IQ that low, let alone sitting in the halls of Congress.
Commander Dan, do you remember just about a couple of weeks ago, I think it was in December, during that Daddy Bush's funeral, the envelope affair?
Yeah.
That's why I was asking, where in the hell are these people, Jeb Bush and some of these others? If those were notes to them or whatever the heck it was telling him that maybe the tunnels are closed and or they're being indicted, I mean, ever since then, it seems that everything has been kept quiet about their whereabouts.
Right, and they could be off in Tahiti or some remote island sipping Mai Tais under a tiki hut, laughing their asses off as everything gets played out here, thinking, and we're supposed to think they're in some dungeon or Guantanamo. Why the hell do we have to send them to Guantanamo, by the way? All right? Why can't they be processed here? Why Guantanamo? Well, because there's no coverage of what's going on there. So they can tell you any bullshit story they want, and you're supposed to believe it. Okay, because we don't have access to Guantanamo, you and me and any other truther I know, so they can tell us anything's going on down there they want. Same thing with these so-called dignitaries dying. Did you see a body?
No.
I didn't see a body. All right. They could be, again, they could be sitting drinking Mai Tais on some island somewhere, just safely tucked out of the way to keep the show going, you see? To keep the sheep sitting on their ass, thinking somebody's cleaning the swamp. Oh, really? Again, it's sure looking to me more and more every day like we're being played. We gave them a fair amount of time.
I think we are being played.
Right.
I think we are being played.
Yeah, we are. They've had enough time. They've had enough time. Our Heavenly Father did not condone 5D chess or Sun Tzu's Art of War, where all war is deception. Where was the deception when the Israelites went to war? They told the enemy that we're here to conquer. If you give up, you'll be treated fairly, but if you resist, you'll be treated as combatants and be destroyed. Simple as that. Straight up. We're here to conquer, and no bones about it. If you've got better defenses than we've got soldiers, then you're going to win. But if we win, here's what's going to happen to you. Okay? Straight up. No deception. No lies. We're here in the name of Yahweh. When David went down to Goliath, did he try to hide the fact that he was going to kill him? No. He said, I'm here to destroy you. You're a blasphemer. I'm here to take you down. Goliath didn't sure mince words, did he? He said, I'm gonna take you down like a gnat, like a bug, like a pest. There was no 5D chess being played. It was David standing out in the middle with what he had and Goliath with what he had. Nothing to hide.
Then was really Daddy Bush? That could be a fake, too. Was he really in that casket or not? And was he really dead?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do we know? How do we know any of these people are actually dead? Because you didn't see any bodies. You didn't have any verification. We don't even know for sure what happened to John F. Kennedy, because Dr. Gifford says he was in the hospital that Kennedy was in. He was part of the medical team that was working on him. He was still alive when the Secret Service took him out of the hospital, according to Dr. Gifford. So what the hell's going on?
Well, I'm sure JFK is dead, unless Somehow
well, I'm
they
not saying he's not dead. I'm saying we don't know what happened to him. We don't know where he went. We don't know who did what to whom. Another interesting point was brought out to some by people that watched that Zapruder film. When Kennedy was supposedly shot in the head, where's all the blood? If you shoot somebody that close up with a high-powered rifle, the head literally explodes, okay? So where are all the brain matter and blood over Jackie Onassis?
I think her dress was blood. I mean, there are pictures of that, right?
I've never seen any. It should have been over, not on her dress. The head's up near her head.
I think the front of her dress or whatever she was wearing that day, I've seen pictures. It seems to be stained.
Well, I haven't seen it. My point is this. We're being lied to about everything, okay? Lied to about everything. Now, did they take Kennedy out? Yeah, they took Kennedy out, and I think I know the reasons why. Many people do. But the point of it is we don't know who did what to whom. They hide it all, okay? There's no transparency in this government is what I'm trying to say. You know, we're supposed to have transparency. That's how you have righteous government. Even John F. Kennedy himself said that. Secrecy in government is not a good thing. Claiming stuff as national security is a way of hiding things. It's not because it's actually national security. Okay? I read many years ago that the public record, okay, there's a public record of everything that goes on every day in Congress, okay? It's on the record. They have a recorder. They publicly keep logs of every word said in Congress. And yet I read the article in the 1980s in Reader's Digest that exposed that because of some little obscure rule in the Congress, congressmen are allowed to go in and edit the public record. And they had been caught putting entire speeches in the public record that were never spoken in the actual Congress. Now, is that deception or what?
Hell yes, that's deception.
All right. These are the people we think are going to clean the swamp. People that would do things like that. All right. They insert an entire speech into the public record as if it was spoken to the other congressman and it was okay. How the hell can that be okay? What that was supposed to do is allow them to fix typographical errors. Anybody out there that's done any kind of proofreading, you know what a typographical error is. It's like misspelling a word, an adjective that's in there with the wrong ending on it, whatever. Little things like that. Not entire speeches entered into the record. Not entire paragraphs of spoken material taken out of the record so that it appears something happened that did not happen. That is fraud and deception. That's what your critters in Washington do, and that was clear back in the 1980s. Okay? So why are we looking to have the same criminals that would do things like that, and now worse, far worse, since the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bushes have been in there, far worse. Why do we think they're going to fix anything? Caucasian guy says here, Zapruder was a Jew. And yeah, he was a Jew, okay? So was Jack Ruby, by the way. Isn't that interesting? Another kike. Lyndon Johnson, another crypto Jew. Lady Bird Johnson, another crypto Jew.
I'm going to get off the phone now. May Yahweh bless you, Commander Dan, and all that are listening to the broadcast.
All right, John. Take care, buddy. All right. I mean, the deception is so great today that it almost boggles the mind. It really does. So, again, in a storm, which is what we're in, all right, a storm of misinformation and lies, what is the anchor that we have? Our Heavenly Father. There's your anchor, okay? Your anchor isn't even your Bibles. That's not your anchor. Your anchor is your personal relationship with the Father. We've told you that many, many times. This is a real-time thing. This is not a historical. You're not going back to a deity 2,000 years ago. He's a living Father. It's a living relationship that you're supposed to have. And it starts with faith. Do you actually believe in his existence? That's why he said, your faith will be counted as righteousness. Isn't that what it says? Okay, it starts with faith. Where does Proverbs say the wisdom starts? When you believe in the Father is the start of wisdom. There's your key to success in these days of deception. Your personal relationship with the Heavenly Father. Your communication through prayer and the leading of His anointed Spirit within you. There is your key to salvation. That's the only one you've got. The news media is bankrupt of any integrity. The alternative media is full of all kinds of atheists, interlopers, Odinists, Jews, all kinds of creatures claiming to be giving us the straight scoop when they can't even tell the truth about the Jews. Or they still promote the evil Nazis of World War II and the Italians. And on and on and on it goes. All right? My little rule of thumb is if they can't get it straight who the Jews really are, and if they continue to call Jews white, why would I listen to anything else? If they continue to denigrate Germany and the Germans of World War I and World War II, and they can't tell the truth about those wars, who started them and why, they can't talk about the murders by the Jews of the multiple tens of millions of innocent white Christian men, women, children. If they can't tell the truth about that, why would I trust them about anything else? Why would I trust them about anything else? And Q, Caucasian guy's got a couple instances that Q talked about satellites and evil Nazis. Q said many things. Q, by the way, says that Alan Dershowitz is a patriot. Excuse me? Are you talking about the same professor at Harvard Law School that I know? Dershowitz, his nickname is Dirtbag Dershowitz. And he's a patriot? That was one of the very first times that gave me reason to doubt Q and to doubt this whole restoration of the Republic. Again, lots of reports. All of them sound great. Lots of information. Sounds great. Where's the fruit? I want to see the fruit. And why is it taking so long? All right? The world is in travail. Innocent people, children, women, men, all over this earth are dying on a daily basis that don't need to. And we're delaying for what? You supposedly care about mankind and justice and truth, but we're going to delay some more? You're going to sit there and brag about the fact that the Hispanics and blacks are up in the employment roles? What's that got to do with talent? What's that got to do with making America better? Simply giving them jobs they're not qualified for? How's that making us better? Just so you can placate everybody with, well, the figures are higher, as if that's some great thing? What? And the economy's doing good? Really? Where? Where is the economy doing good? All the numbers from the Federal Reserve and the stock exchange are rigged numbers. We all know that. They've been rigged from day one. They don't mean a damn thing. Now, you may have a few spots here in the nation where it seems like things are better, but overall, for the white man and woman of Christ, where's it better for you? The Antichrists are getting $30,000 per man, woman, and child over in that litter box in Palestine. By the way, did you notice that Google Earth now doesn't even list the name Palestine? They call it Gaza. Okay, they've taken the name of Palestine off of the map. Of course, Google is run by you-know-who, the Jew. And take a look at Google Maps now, and you look for something outside of the United States, and as you pan out to go look at, let's say, someplace in Africa or Europe or whatever, what's it look like? A globe. Oh, why did they do that? That's been recently. Why did they do that? Now it looks like a globe as you come out. How about that? Is it the same reason that they put globes in the classrooms of every child? Yeah, we're just sitting on a blue marble out in the middle of a vast nothing. You're just a speck on a speck on a speck on a speck in the middle of nothing. Nothing special about you at all. You just happen to show up here because of a Big Bang theory, and evolution created you. Really? And you want to believe that horse pucky? Unbelievable. Unbelievable times we live in. So, but anyway, that's all I got for today. The main thing that I would encourage everybody to do with yourselves and everybody you know right now is, like I said, I would be on full alert. Full alert. Because I don't trust anybody. I don't trust this whole Trump train anymore. I sure as hell don't trust anything on the left of the Democratic side. Don't get me wrong. They're outright communists. They're in-your-face communists. So now we got the communists in your face, the Satanists are in your face, the degenerates are in your face, and the non-white invaders are in your face, boys and girls. That's for sure. You can see that everywhere you go. And who's going to fix this? A guy whose allegiance is to the Antichrist and looking forward to his little bastard child born to the Antichrist? And that's our Savior. Let me know how it works out for you, white man and white women. It's not going to be very pretty. I think we've been played. That's my personal opinion. There is no salvation outside of Yahshua. There is no salvation for this world outside of Yahweh's men and women. It says so very clearly by the prophets that the Antichrist will be taken down by his people. Obadiah told us that. Ezekiel told us that. Many places tell us that. And last time I checked, there's very few Caucasian Israelites of faith, men in the swamp. And Trump hasn't put any in positions of power. It's always these frickin' women, non-whites, and Jews. Jews are alien to everything, all right? They literally are alien to everything. So they're in a category all by themselves. That's what's in the swamp, and that's supposed to replace the swamp. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I have to go now with what Jay and the other doubters have been saying. It was always nice to think that somebody might do the right thing. I always hoped that the military intelligence people I talked to back in 2009 were serious, but I'm not seeing it. So we're on our own. I hope you're locked and loaded. I hope you're ready for whatever comes down the pike. And if things go south, I'll see you on the other side. That's all I can say. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor that you and you alone deserve. We thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you for the information that you're providing. We thank you for the Holy Spirit as it ministers to us. We pray for that ark, Father. Things are looking pretty rough. The seas, the rains are coming. The enemy has risen very high. The tares are sticking up straight and true with their toxic black seeds, as the parable says. They're all around us. We, the wheat, your children, are over in humility and with good fruit, bowing to you as our King, asking that you would forgive us for our misdeeds, for putting our trust and faith in wrong things, as we come in repentance back to you. Guide us by thy Spirit. Guide us by the notion that we are family, every man, every woman, every child of the white race. We are all family, and we are your family. And those of us who have come to repentance and come back to you, we humbly ask that you would look down upon us with favor, Father. Help us and guide us that we can get through this mucky and murky lies and misinformation that we find ourselves in. As we look forward to the day when the ark will be opened and we can come into it, as you bring judgment upon this absolutely 100% trashed and wicked world. Forgive us our sins, guide us in all that we say and do, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in the name of Yahweh our Father. Hallelujah.